98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
All right, joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, is the head coach of your Arizona Coyotes, Andre Tourigny. Coach, how you doing today? I know not necessarily the start you wanted to the season, but have you seen some positives that you like going forward?
Yeah, I saw some positive notes. The power play was really good. I think we had some good individual effort as well. And if you look all our games, it's just period of our game. We had a 5-minute stretch during the game against St. Louis, and we pay heavily for it. If you take that out, we played a really good game. So there's a lot of positive. Now it's about us to make sure we're through with our identity and we're capable of sustaining for 60 minutes.
So, Coach, where do you think you need to get better? When you look at your team right now, what are you telling your guys, and what is it they need to do to get better?
We made too many mistakes with the puck, but the most important thing for us is to be able to stay with it. You know, you've been in the grind before when you're in the trenches, and you need to just stay consistent and doing the same thing over and over and be comfortable and not being comfortable. And when it's a 1-1 game or you're trailing 2-1, just stay with it and be patient and grind it out, and you will have your chance. It's not about trying to the one and done and trying to win the game on the next shot. No, just be patient, stay with it, grind it out. Good thing will happen.
You mentioned that 5-minute stretch against St. Louis, and the defense looked a little out of sorts there for those 5 minutes. Like you said, St. Louis will make you pay in a situation like that. But you have a lot of guys on this team that weren't on this team last year. So do you allow yourself a little bit of time for those guys to get used to playing with each other on the ice and kind of knowing where each other are?
You know, it's a good point, but at the same time, it's the NHL. You know, nobody will feel sorry for us. Yes, it's true. We have players arrived from everywhere, and we have a new coaching staff and a new system and all of it. And all of that, it's true. But at the same time, nobody will give us a mulligan for it. We go in every game, and it's not a league where it's easy. It's the best league in the world. So we need to go in every game and be ready to perform, be ready to win every inch on the ice, and nobody will feel sorry for us. So yes, it's true. We need to learn to play together. We need to learn to do our thing. But at the same time, that's NHL. We need to find a way to win games and to stay with it for 60 minutes and to play together.
So do you ever worry about the guys getting down, Andre? Do you ever worry about this as a coach, right?
Absolutely.
Why do you jump right in and you say that? What is it that you're trying to do with this team, and what are you telling them?
I think to own your confidence, you need to build on your victory. And victory is not just result at the end of the game. There's stuff who we need to do in our game. It can be on the system, can be on our identity. We need to be excellent at it for 60 minutes. And then if you do that, you feel good about yourself. And same thing in practice. When you go every day in practice and you know you leave it all there and you did everything you could in practice, you go back home at the end of the day and you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you build your confidence. Not by feeling sorry for yourself for what it went wrong. You make sure you own your confidence, and every day can be practice, can be certain aspect of your game, in the game as a team, where we can be proud of ourselves and build our confidence from there.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourigny. Andre, one of the guys that has been a bright spot so far, and he's only started one NHL game. It sounds like he'll get the start tomorrow against Edmonton. But Karel Vemelka in net, this is a 25-year-old rookie. He stood out during the rookie tournament. He stood out during preseason. What have you seen from him that gives you confidence in him?
Well, he's a big goalie, and he's really tuned in right now. He takes a lot of room in the net, and the way we play, he's playing really well inside our system, inside our structure. We give a lot of angle shot, and right now Vej is tune in on those. So really happy about the way he plays. Really happy about his focus, his preparation. He's been consistent every time he went in. So we're confident with him.
Andre, I played 10 years in the National Football League, and I never played on a winning team. I want you to know that. That's hard to do. I mean, Coach, that's hard to do, to play 10 years in the National Football League, and I played on three different teams. I played for the Cardinals, the Browns, and the Rams, and I never was on a winning team. 7-9 was the most games I ever won. Seven games, and I remember I had the towel up on the bench at that point in time. How do you, Coach, keep your head up in tough times?
Well, you know, I think you need to go back at your team identity and fix objective with the players. So for us, it's about how tough we will be to play against. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're taking a lot of pride of grinding our opponent and defending really well and holding on puck and making sure the opponent to play against us, they have to work hard. They have to work really hard. And we take a lot of pride in that. And that's why I was telling you earlier, we were not happy about the fact we had stretch in the game where we let it go. So if you look that stretch in Columbus and that stretch against St. Louis, you take that out, we will have been really tough to play against. And that's what we want to be. We don't want to give any chance at our opponent to get away with a period of a time in the game. We want them to be able to grind it out, and we take a lot of pride in that.
Well, finally, I mean, you got the Oilers coming to town tomorrow. That obviously means Connor McDavid. It means Leon Draisaitl, but McDavid in particular, I would assume, is the toughest guy in the league to stop. I mean, do you have a specific plan when you approach a guy like that, or do you not try to get too caught up in one player?
Well, I think this is the best in the world. You need to make sure you're capable of containing him. Stopping him, if it was possible, everybody will do it. You know what I mean? It's really tough. Those guys, they're tough to stop, but you need to have a plan to make sure you contain those guys, and you need to play as well. You play your game, but you need a plan to play against those guys and make sure you know what you're doing out there when they're on the ice, because they can hurt you in a hurry, and they can have those spark in the game where they can take advantage of you if you're not on it, if you're not focused.
Speaking of tough, Coach, how is Lawson Crouse after getting headbutted? How's he doing? Okay,
he's doing okay. He's doing good actually. He has a really good start of a season, and Lawson has a special determination. He's really driven, and he's doing really well for us.
You know what, Coach? I grew up in Buffalo, New York as well. I want you to know that's where the losing began, okay, was in Buffalo, New York. And we couldn't stand Le Habitants. We could not handle Le Bleu Blanc Rouge, Coach. We couldn't handle it right. Is there a team you enjoy beating? Is there a team in the NHL that you really enjoy beating as opposed to somebody else?
That's the same than you. I was a Nordic fan, so I enjoy beating the Habitants and the Bleu Blanc Rouge big time. That was my favorite team to beat, no doubt about it. So I guess why changing now?
That's great, Coach.
Andre Tourney, Coach, great stuff. Thank you for the time, and good luck tomorrow against Edmonton, all right?
Thank you, guys.